USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden is agreeing that his Build Back Better agenda is large, and White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says he realizes he may have to settle for separate portions of it being passed.
He also recognizes that nothing is going to get done without 50 votes, so we're not confronting a choice between what can happen in our ideal. It's a choice between, do we make critical progress for the economic well-being of middle-class families and in tackling climate crisis or not?
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said she hopes the separate portions add up to a significant bill. New Mexico has become the first state to ask National Guard troops to serve as substitute teachers due to the pandemic. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham.
It's not a recruitment tool for any state department or the Guard or anybody else. It's just a vehicle to make sure that schools can stay open.
This is USA Radio News.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Three southern states are preparing for a winter blast. West Virginia and the Carolinas are expected to see snow and ice, according to forecasters. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper says while the central and western parts of the state saw most of the last storm,
this time it's the people in eastern North Carolina that will likely feel more of this storm's brunt.
Governor Cooper has signed a state of emergency declaration. The northeast part of South Carolina is expecting snow and ice, and New Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin is asking residents to stay off the roadways. Schools in those and other states are still deciding the status of their classrooms. Widespread power outages are expected in the region. Forecasters say major travel disruptions along portions of Interstate 85 and 95 in Virginia and the Carolinas will be affected. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A bartender in Los Angeles takes credit for capturing a killer.
Career criminal Sean Smith, identified by police as the killer of Croft House employee and UCLA graduate student Brianna Kupfer, was arrested Wednesday in Pasadena, California. A bartender in Old Pasadena recognized the suspect when he asked to use the restroom. B-topia on CBS Los Angeles.
It was our bartender who had just seen the flyer pop up on her Instagram, and then when they popped up on the Instagram, that's when the person, they basically identified him like inside of our restaurant, and that's when we knew who it was.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Despite market advertising to the contrary, drinking alcoholic beverages is not good for your heart.
The World Health Organization says no amount of alcohol is good for the heart. The WHO putting out a policy brief last week to debunk the widespread notion that alcohol is safe in moderation. Critics were quick to argue that they ignored evidence. The Federation responded by updating the policy brief to further defend their stance with specific studies cited. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A huge dust storm has kept the Mars helicopter Ingenuity grounded for 2 weeks, but now the aircraft is scheduled to fly again as early as Sunday, according to NASA. The copter was supposed to be on a 30-day mission, but has been operating now for about 9 months. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.